This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We received some sad news yesterday. Murray, VK3 Mike Charlie, from Haywood in Victoria, passed away last Sunday after a hard-fought battle with cancer. Murray was a regular at our club conventions for many years, and his smiling face and cheery disposition will be missed. Our condolences to Murray's wife of 50 years, Sylvia, and her family. As I said in last Sunday's broadcast, we now get busy with our normal day-to-day activities. We have just had a request for help from the Millicent Sandbuggy Club, who would like us to assist again this year in running the 2018 Pines Enduro. Run over 3 days in September, it is round 6 of the ARB Off-Road Racing Series, and it's probably one of the largest sporting events that Millicent hosts for the year. We've been asked to supply personnel to operate the video equipment again this year, which will be a tall order, as we need 10 people on both the Saturday and the Sunday. We then need an additional 6 people to operate the radios at communication points around the main course on the Sunday. Last year's event went very well, with some spectacular scenes witnessed and captured via video for the benefit of the spectators watching the event on the big screen near the start-finish area of the pits. Always an enjoyable weekend, even when it's cold and wet, we must be nuts. This is one of our major efforts for the year, surpassed only by our annual convention and the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and Generations in Jazz events. Our annual general meeting is looming large, and we need to have decided who we want to lead our group for the next 12 months before it comes around on the 17th of August. We have a list of incomplete projects that we need to get finished, and so it goes on. Just to refresh your memories, I will remind you that we meet twice a month, on the first and third Friday at 7:30 p.m. in our excellent club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. The first Friday is an activity night and the third is always a business meeting. Visitors are encouraged to come along and join in and share a piece of cake or a biscuit and a cuppa after the meeting. If you are within range of one of our excellent repeaters, put out a call and someone will almost always reply. That's your lot for this week, and so, as usual, I will close with our members wishing you all a great week, and me saying 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, David, VK5KK, and Paul, VK5AOS, gave a very good presentation of software-defined radio, with sample USB devices and completed radio projects, as well as comprehensive list of suppliers. Paul brought along his Flex radio equipped with a large HD monitor and gave a practical demonstration on various bands, beacons, and Morse code. He also demonstrated the construction of the Flex. Please take note that the Elizabeth 2-meter repeater VK5RLZ on 146.625 MHz is off the air for maintenance reasons. You will be advised as soon as possible when the service is resumed, weather permitting. The beacons are still work in progress. Further news as soon as possible. The EARC Friday Night Net on 144.50 upper sideband from 8 p.m. onwards, all are welcome to join in. The registration of the club to participate in the Science Alive event at Wavell in August to promote amateur radio in South Australia has been lodged. The July Tech Night will be a presentation on ATV by Ian VK5ZD. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, July 4th. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Spurdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. And before I close, on behalf of the club and others, we wish Don, VK5AEY, a very happy 95th birthday. Good luck, Don. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The foundation course enrolments for July 28th and 29th are beginning to fill, so if you wish to participate, please contact the secretary before the 14th of July. Details are on the website www.scark.org.au. Upgrade exams are also available. The course will be held at the club rooms at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall on Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows, from 9 a.m. Saturday, 28th of July. A reminder to members that the shack is open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the last Saturday of each month. Another reminder that everyone is welcome to join the 2-metre net on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. on the Wallunga repeater, VK5RSV. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. And once again, it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, last Friday night was the tech night, and Brian, VK5VI, gave us a very interesting talk about his adventures up in New Guinea when he was providing communications for an oil search company. And, the landscape was very formidable to get around and do those sorts of things. And so, yes, you've had a very adventurous life there, Brian. Thanks very much for a very interesting explanation of what goes on up in those kind of wild countries. And following Brian's lecture, we had a couple of impromptu talks. One was by Paul, VK5PH, on the establishment of a Morse beacon on 2 metres and what he hopes to achieve with it. So good on you, Paul. Be good to hear a slow Morse beacon again so that we can practice our skills. And then Trevor, VK5ATQ, and Rob, VK5RC, had a discussion about the QCX 40-metre QRP transceivers, and believe the club's going to get a few so people can build them up and have some fun with these kits. So thanks again, fellas. Now, once again, I remind you about the North East Radio Club AGM, which will be on Friday, the 13th of July. And we are calling for nominations for people to be on the committee to help continue the running of the North East Radio Club for the coming year. So if you can think you can contribute something, by all means, put your name down for a position on the committee. And on the night of the AGM, once again, we will be having plenty to eat and drink. So if you want to bring along your own favourite beverage, then by all means do so. But there will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. There's a cover charge of $5 to pay for any consumables that we have to purchase. And you're requested to bring along a salad or some sweets to share with everybody else. So don't forget the North East Radio Club AGM on Friday the 13th of July. And of course, next Friday night, the 29th of June, that's the fifth Friday, and we will be having our fifth Friday night dinner in the Para Hills Community Club, which is on Bridge Road at Para Hills. So get along there around about 6:30, and I've reserved us a table, and it should be a good night. They've got a good selection on the menu, and it's quite a easy place to get a park. They've got a fairly substantial car park around the building. So I hope to see you at the Para Hills Community Club next Friday night for the fifth Friday night dinner. Well, that's all for this week. I'm VK5KLD, and I say 73s and good DX from NERC.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of July, and there will also be an Alara lunch at the Police Club on the same day. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of July. The AHAR Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. Technical session for the 28th of July will be about power supplies and power connectors for ham radio. We may even be able to talk about the important subject of earthing your equipment. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. If you're not getting the AHARS group emails, it means we do not have your email address. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, who has been sorting out the AHARS database that has got into quite a mess over the years. Please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au with your email address if you're not getting the AHARS group emails. Rest assured, your email address will be kept confidential, as all group emails are sent out as blind carbon copies that do not display the recipient's email addresses. The next general meeting on July the 19th will be a quiz based on the AROCP questions, and it will be delivered by Peter, VK5PX. The general meeting on August the 16th will be by Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. The next member show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have time to finish a UFO. If you've joined AHARS in the last 2 or 3 years and did not receive a Welcome to AHARS pack, or you've not received confirmation of your membership, email Trevor, VK5NIX, at tmolde@internode.on.net. We're in the process of reprinting these, and they should be available soon. Many thanks to Barry, VK5BW, and his merry band of helpers. Repairs to the repeater tower is progressing well, and it may be hoisted back up at Crafers in 2 or 3 weeks, weather permitting. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.